This past week has been filled with events that will be highlighted in history classes hundreds of years from now, if we haven't destroyed the whole world by then. Historic moments like this.
Tucker Carlson is in Moscow right now interviewing Vladimir Putin.
Right.
The first American, I'll say, journalist to interview Putin since the war in Ukraine began. What does that tell you about Tucker Carlson and right-wing media and also Vladimir Putin?
Well, it shows me what I think we've all known. He's what's called a useful idiot.
We'll show the future, the pinnacle of idiocracy. The interview, the only interview that matters, will show there was still sanity crying for an end to this idiocracy. The world is heating up, as depicted in the Fabian window, heated up like steel in a furnace, where under extreme heat, it becomes malleable. Out of chaos comes order, a new world order. At every level, in every sector, the fires of these Fabians are being stoked. Mass debts, mass immigration, the destruction of the food supply, wars, all part of the plan, part of the design, and manifest destiny. Look around at the politicians running the show. Who out there in their right mind thinks any of them know what they're doing? There is no hope in the state. They only have hopium for sale. Hope is not in the bureaucracy. Hope is in your neighbors. Hope is local. The system is crumbling around us, whether or not we see it. And our only hope is to build our community outside the influence and control of the state. We can't change anything in Washington or in the World Health Organization or the WEF. Well, where we can change things is in your local community at the county level. This is the reason that the Kershaw County Liberty Report, we focus local. But that being said, the things we expose, the issues we present, the corruption, are as common in government as dirt. Change the names and places, change the times, and your county is virtually the same. Today on the Liberty Report, we uncover more corruption, financial crimes, DUIs of magistrates, and more. And our special guest, stay tuned.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
I'm your host, Jeff Maddox, and tonight we've got a great show lined up for you. First, we have an interview with Fitz News and Andy Fancher, who's been covering the latest going ons in Camden and the DUI magistrate and tax evasion. And then we've got an interview with Mr. Tom Webb, who's an activist here in Kershaw County and has been going over the new Derek Shoemake proposed ordinance for litter. You're not going to want to miss that. But first, let's hear a little bit from Pork Chop.
You know, I got to laugh at
because y'all can't cancel in their arrogance that they can do good things with the force of government. I mean, Russell Brazel, he's an expert in boat rants and economic development. Jimmy Jones is an expert in sewer and economic development. Sammy Tucker, he's an expert in finance, ethics, ethics fraud, and economic development. Derek Shoemake, he's a lawyer, so he's an expert in everything, especially economic development. Now, Danny Cato, well, let's move on. Now, Brent Tollison, he's an expert on whatever his daddy-in-law wants, and that's economic development. Now, then Katie Gwynn, well, she's an expert in bullshitting, manipulating, lying, and fakery. And, of course, economic development. So, that, you know, so central planning and everything comes from do-gooders wanting to do good, and then the people that want power and control of your life. And they're the smartest people in the world. And that's why you got government, so the smartest people in the world can help you out. Don't you know? That's the Minute with Pope Chop. See y'all later. Bye. Shoo!
Old Poke, he's got his own language and his own way, doesn't he? But he makes some pretty good points. First up tonight, we've got the interview I did with Andy Fancher about all the goings on in Camden. Ladies and gentlemen, with us today is Andrew Fancher, a mainstream media defector.
Defector. Yeah, and I appreciate you getting my name right this time. It was Flatcher for the longest.
Well, you know me, I'm a dumbass with a laptop, so I can't keep track. But Andy, you left mainstream media and went to Fitz News. Why?
I left mainstream media, went to Fitz News, and I'll answer that question. But first, I want to say that I think I've really made it as a journalist here, as I am officially on the KCLR, Kershaw County Liberty Report, every journalist's dream. So I've got to give props where it's due.
I'm flattered. The 38 will like that.
Yeah, the 38 subscribers. No, you're doing pretty good. I mean, you're up to over 500 subscribers now, right?
Yeah.
That's not funny money anymore.
It's 600 or something. But
humble.
But one councilman, my friend Jimmy Jones, mm-hmm. he said nobody listens anyway to me. And sometimes you feel that way. But
I feel that way, too. But, my outlet too, which I'm not knocking the outlet. That's nothing against the outlets. That's just against people who are provided enough information to make a difference and don't do anything with it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something that I harp on all the time. You know, mm-hmm. now that you have this knowledge, go get yourself some more knowledge. And then what kind of action are you going to take?
Right. Right.
Because I mean, hell, the whole world's going into a shithole, and you know, everybody's just worried about football and
yes, you're right.
Those kind of things.
Yeah. As we film on Super Bowl Sunday here.
Yeah. I forgot about Super Bowl Sunday. The 49ers and who?
Again, the only reason I know this is because I was watching the news today, Kansas City. You know, the Taylor Swift bullshit.
Oh, Taylor Swift. That's right.
Right.
Y'all know all about Taylor Swift. So we'll inform you about something else.
Yes.
Andy, you came up with some stories. I just had, I had to have you on. That's why I called you in. The story of Camden and Kershaw County just continues. And so you got this story about the finance director at
Director of Finance, as you call it, the Unholy Alliance. Bad week for the Unholy Alliance. We've got the Camden Director of Finance, what is it, Deborah Courtney, who was arrested per the South Carolina Department of Revenue with 12 separate tax crime charges. I incorrectly called it tax fraud, and SCDOR directly corrected me. So tax crimes perpetrated through her business, not Camden City, where she's worked since 1998, her business. Therefore, we got nothing to worry about because the crimes are committed at her business, not going to affect her occupation as the director of finance for Camden.
Yeah, I find that really, really interesting that the two, they try to separate the two. As if you're not honest over here and you're honest over here.
Right.
And I just don't see how that's going to work.
And neither do I. I mean, if that's what she's doing in her personal time, then what is she doing for us, you know?
Yeah.
Or subsequently not doing.
Yeah, and she would have been in charge of the utility monies going into the pot of that, right? Mm-hmm.
I, you know... As we saw yesterday, when I went to look at the Camden City Minutes, because at my previous occupation, I had determined that the whole rate hike emanated from something that occurred in 2018 through a power purchase agreement in 2018. And I know that because I had looked at the meeting minutes at that time. Well, now, City of Camden, which is no longer City of Camden, it's Experience Camden, has updated their website. And we can't go back before, what, 2021 to look at meeting minutes?
Right.
Which is where the answer would be held?
Yeah. So now they don't keep records online?
Not to my understanding. Perhaps there is a button that I can't find somewhere. But in my deep dive, the Camden meeting minutes are gone. At least to the time that matters for the sake of this conversation. And yeah, to answer your question, she would have been a part of that unholy alliance that is subsequently responsible for these egregious rate hikes.
And the two other people, the city manager, moved on, and the other guy had retired. So the three people that were in charge of that fund... Mm-hmm. Only one of them's left, and she's sitting there with tax crime.
12 tax crimes. She has been accused by the DOR, Department of Revenue, of evading $250,000 in taxes, underreporting $2.4 million in liquor sales alone in 3 years' time. That should be alarming.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And somebody pointed out to me that the withholding charges and all had been over a 10-year period. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, the employees are filing their W-2s and filing you know, state and federal income tax. Where did the state and federal government not pick up on this?
Right.
Because the W-2 should be correlated to the business. Mm-hmm. Coming in, so you're telling me that these people want us to have digital IDs and all this kind of stuff, and they can't even correlate the two things.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a snafu of the government? We're just so incompetent we can't do anything. Or is this just a charge that's piled on there that she will later say, you know...
I think that's an interesting note, because in DOR's press release, it's kind of just passively mentioned about how, oh, and by the way, she's been doing this withholding taxes on, what does my article say, employees' paychecks for upwards of 10 years?
Yeah.
I mean, how did we not notice that for a decade?
It doesn't make any sense. Anybody else that would finagle with their taxes and everything... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Within a year, maybe two at the most.
Oh, all
these red flags, and we're coming to audit you, and we'll be there at Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Be sure you're there.
Well, hell, my father, who's a fence builder, has been audited at least once that I know about. Granted, they didn't find anything because he's all on the up and up. But if my own father, a fence builder, is going to be audited, then why not the director of finance for the Kershaw County seat?
Exactly. Exactly. And then why are they putting her on administrative leave and then talking about that she's going to come back and she's going to assume her role?
Yeah, and that the crimes over here, you know, should not worry her services over here.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not related. They're nothing else. There's two personalities here. Mm-hmm. There's Deborah the crook and Deborah the golden girl.
Yeah.
What is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Dr. Jekyll was really great, but until he turned into Hyde, that's when it became a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you suspicious. Is there something that she knows that they, that,
oh,
you know, they might not
a conspiracy, Jeffy.
A conspiracy.
Oh, we can't trust conspiracies.
No, no. But these are questions you got to ask. I mean, why in the world would they, why wouldn't they cut their losses?
Right.
And go ahead and get them another financial guru.
So perhaps I should know the answer to this question, but is that a volunteer position? Is she paid by the city for this service?
I'm sure that that's a full-time position.
Because I don't know what the salaries are over there, but I would assume that we're paying for it anyway, right?
Yeah.
As that is a municipal job.
Yeah, yeah. She would even be in the state retirement fund and all, just like county officials are. Any county employees would go into the state retirement fund.
Yeah.
Anybody that's attached to South Carolina government goes into the state retirement fund, which then, you know, of course, lately we've gotten away from BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street because they're ESG.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this just goes again to show you that it doesn't matter what kind of people you put into government, because government is not accountable to the people at all, and they hold a monopoly on force, that they can get away with all kinds of stuff.
Right, right. And one thing that I love particularly about this case is that this is a statewide issue. This wasn't some local agency that came down on her. This was the state's Department of Revenue. So her alleged crimes impact everybody in the state. So everybody should be pissed.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Scout Motors deal.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't just cost Blythewood people.
Mm-hmm.
It costs everyone in the state.
Right.
I can't remember what the figure was. It was up of about $200 a person.
Mm-hmm.
Some crazy thing that they're giving away to an EV company.
Well, when they start making profit, that'll be distributed to everybody too, right, Jeff?
Yeah, right.
So we're all going, everybody's a winner.
Yeah, everybody's a winner here. This is Economic Development 101.
At its finest.
So then you're scratching around.
Yeah.
And here comes...
Then we got this guy.
Here comes your magistrate.
So within 2 days' time, I believe it was 2 days' time, I'm back in Camden again for another Camden story that impacts the whole state, being that our longtime magistrate judge appointed in, what, 05 under Stanford. Well, let's see, he was recommended by Shaheem,
right,
if the timeline serves right, and then appointed officially by Stanford, arrested on train tracks in downtown Columbia, charged with DUI.
Amazing. Amazing. And the guy seems to be a pretty good guy.
I can't find anybody who has anything negative to say about Daryl Drakeford, which speaks to his character.
Yeah.
You know, if you go on his Facebook, it looks like he actually engages in a lot of philanthropy. He attends schools and what have you. But what, as you said, when you and I had a conversation about doing this story, he joined the gang, right?
Yeah. When he joined government and became a black robe, if you will, in my mind, that always subjects you to, you got to be better.
Right.
You got to obey the gang's laws.
Right.
And so when you don't, this is what happens.
This is what happens. Again, I'm not going to knock him in for drinking. Well, I bet he works a stressful job as a magistrate.
Yeah.
A job I certainly wouldn't dare serve. So I don't know what this means for him in his magistrate duties moving forward. In fact, I can tell you that according to anonymous sources, and I'll get into why we have to keep it on anonymous sources in just a moment, he's been placed on administrative leave without any judgeship duties. Now, the reason why I'm having to credit anonymous sources here is because I reached out to the judicial branch of the state 4 times this week. Following news of this man's arrest, I called the spokesperson twice. I emailed the spokesperson twice. And on my last email to the spokesperson of the South Carolina Judicial Branch, where I said, circling back, did you get my request? You ready to hear the official response from the South Carolina Judicial Branch as it relates to his arrest? Received.
Received.
One word, received.
They tend to go mum.
Right.
When it's a government official that has bowed the knee and all, mm-hmm. they go mum. Now, if it's a government official that has been on the outs of that gang,
right?
Oh my God, they'll be
boot
willing
him.
To talk. Yeah,
yeah,
let's get rid of him.
Drain the swamp.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I think essentially this guy's career is over as far as a judge goes.
Which is unfortunate for him because, as we cited your buddy Brett Perry in this article, he had nothing but soaring reviews for the fella.
Yeah.
That he's never set a bond too high, too low, no preferential treatment. He's fair. He's calculated when he approaches these things. But apparently he just wasn't calculated when he hopped in the car that night.
Yeah. Yeah. And you and I were talking. It's interesting. The good people in government, as rare as that is,
mm-hmm.
Are the ones that are pushed out.
Right.
The mm-hmm. bad people, so to speak, are the ones that flow to the top.
Right, right.
I mean,
right.
You can look at the House and Merle Smith, for instance,
uh-huh.
you know, and the way Henry McMaster came up, and mm-hmm. Nikki Tricky Haley.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and her babbling bull crap about mm-hmm. bomb Ukraine and all that, you know. It doesn't matter who you vote for, you still get John McCain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've done a top-notch job up here at Fitz News. It's independent and
unapologetic. Right.
And Will and Dylan and all, they've mm-hmm. done a great job. You guys are hitting hard. Tell everybody how to get there.
Right, right. I mean, we're going to supply you with the information, the unbiased, straightforward information from the mouths of our sources. Now, whether or not mainstream wants to give credit to our anonymous sources, here's the thing about mainstream. They don't like Fitz. From their mouth to my ear, they don't like Fitz News.
Yeah.
Likely because we're wrapping circles around him at this point.
Yeah.
It's worth noting that after I did this article on Deborah Courtney, some former employers of mine carbon copied that story and concluded it with the same information I concluded in my article, which is worth noting, was not information in the public index. It was information I requested specifically. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Mainstream media is dying, and they're desperate now to get anybody to fill a seat. And so the real journalists like you had a desire to go do a real story instead of a one-minute clip of some guy eating a hot dog at the state fair. And
I would be damned if I'm eating food on a live hit.
But you see what I'm talking about. When you turn on the mainstream media, mm-hmm. the talking heads are reading nothing but what's on the teleprompter.
Yeah.
And there's no
syndicated
real,
messages.
There's no
from...
real deep diving, long form. Mm-hmm. investigations.
Well,
anymore.
Because all it is, in my opinion, which is, you know, contested at this point, it's just sensationalism in between commercial breaks.
Yeah.
With zero substance, context is very important, okay? Whereas mainstream will pull up and tell you that there's a fire at this house. Fitz News is going to pull up. We're going to tell you which elected official owns the house. All right, the prostitution ring that's been run through that house for the past decade. Yeah. So we just try to go a little bit deeper. And I think this should speak to the fact that as I did resign from mainstream, I couldn't give a shit about the lights or the camera. I wanted to make a difference.
Yeah.
And hopefully I can, I'm not going to tell myself that I have, but hopefully someday perhaps I can make a difference.
Well, I mean, like your story of the Lawrence Sheriff's Department and mm-hmm. the shooting of the dogs and all up there. That shook the foundations up there in Lawrence.
The fact that it prompted a sheriff to issue a 6-paragraph message, which I took as an attack on me, on Facebook about my reporting, mm-hmm. and then behind closed doors start changing things around to make it look better.
Well, that's shooting the messenger.
Yeah.
I love when they shoot the messenger. Mm-hmm. I get that kind of thing too, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That dumbass, whatever, call you all kinds of names. And
absolutely.
You know, for you pointing mm-hmm. out and questioning what the hell these people are doing.
Yeah, and isn't that interesting that a conservative, an elected conservative official calling me fake news mm-hmm. for publishing the most transparent video possible from body cameras of his constituents, because he was sheriff, and I was producing body cameras from Lawrence Police Department. And then he goes on and contests that. And, you know, I know we didn't congregate today to talk about the issues of Lawrence County, but I just find it fabulous that the argument this man posed on Facebook, had it been a defendant in court, it would not have worked. Oh, well, that video of me committing that crime, that was over a year ago, Jeff.
Yeah.
And it wasn't taken on my camera.
Yeah.
So we just need to forget about it. Why are we talking about this now?
Yeah.
You know, and I never got a message from the sheriff's office, or at least not that I recall. So therefore, I don't need to answer shit.
We get this kind of thing all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like I've said many times. We focus kind of on Kershaw County, mm-hmm. but you can pick wherever you want, and you can change the names, times, places, and little incidents, but mm-hmm. it's all the same.
Right.
The system eats itself mm-hmm. and breeds corruption and breeds all this, and everything government touches creates three more problems. So these do-gooders go in there mm-hmm. to solve a problem, they create three more that now they got to solve.
Right.
And so it's a system that, it's like a snake eating its tail.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't realize it, and there's no way to get out of it. This is all we got, and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Right.
So, Andy, you've done a great job. I appreciate you coming and talking about it. And, man, keep up the good work. I am so glad to see real journalism now. Mm-hmm. You know me, I can't watch mainstream media for all the pharmaceutical commercials, beer commercials, mm-hmm. and new car commercials that cost too damn much.
Right.
In between some talking head babbling bullshit.
Right. About something that you're going to have no context on and that won't even matter. In fact, when I was reporting for mainstream, as I was talking on live television, I could feel the story becoming irrelevant. That happened more than once.
Well, Andy, thank you, my friend.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on in the top secret headquarters of the Kershaw County Liberty Report.
Deep in the bowels of Kershaw County.
Kershaw County. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll wipe the address from my phone. Anyway, they won't track me.
For everybody, FitzNews.com. Follow Fitz News on YouTube.
Yep.
And show them some love.
And at support. Real Andy Fancher. At Real Andy Fancher on Instagram, Twitter, X, formerly Twitter.
Yeah. Elon Musk is great news free speech
the
platform.
Free speech platform, yes, yeah. sir. So yeah. X, formerly Twitter, Real Andy Fancher across the board. And no, at Real Donald Trump did not inspire that username. Andy Fancher was simply taken.
Yeah, you have to put some kind of thing to
get their attention.
But thank you, Andy, and I hope you come back again whenever you get something crazy like this.
Yeah.
Kershaw County is ripe. It's like it grows little stupid stories.
There will never be a shortage of that in Kershaw County.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend. That was a great interview. Please go to FitzNews.com and subscribe. And also follow Fitz News on YouTube. They do a great job. Andy's a great reporter. Dylan's a great reporter. Will does a good job. And if you're following the Murdaugh, you already know Fitz News. Now, the next interview with Mr. Tom Webb, again, is on this litter ordinance and what it means to private property. We sit down and Tom goes through the whole thing. This is what we found. We're here today with Mr. Tom Webb, who's been an activist in Kershaw County for many years. Tom and I go back to way back in 2008, and I think he was doing all kinds of things before that. But Tom's here to talk about Councilman Derek Shoemake put forth a new trash littering ordinance, and Tom has been digging into it a little bit and has got some concerns. Tom, welcome.
Well, thank you. it's this ordinance has some phrases in it that are hidden among an awful lot of words. It's incredible. I haven't seen anything like this before. We'll go through it. First, I'd like to say there's so many people who died in wars. Consider Normandy and Vietnam, all those names on the wall. And they gave us the freedom to throw it all away, and that's what we're doing, just as hard as we can. And this trash ordinance is just a kind of a foot in the door. We had a big trash ordinance that did not pass in 2016 or 17, I think. Had 150 people show up at council to shout them down, and they dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're coming back at it little by little, piece by piece. Yeah. And I actually heard that said.
That's so, the way they do it. Yeah. They always incrementally come after you.
So this ordinance allows for a fine of $250. It was $25 for anything from a candy wrapper to a bag of trash. It might be kind of appropriate if somebody were throwing out bags of trash on the side of the road intentionally, but for a cup to fly out the back of your pickup truck out of a bag of trash, very inadvertent, surprise, they could write you a ticket for $250.
Mm-hmm. And then make you go to court to get that either reduced or convicted of. But
well, you can. The Constitution says you can go to court for anything over $20, a fine over $20.
Yeah, jury trial.
Yeah, you can get a jury trial and only have to have one person say, well, as you know, O.J. Simpson, they had jury nullification.
Yeah,
he got off because of jury nullification. The jury has a right to judge the law as well as the facts. They won't. The lawyers can't tell you that anymore. But this ordinance is, let me read a little bit of it. It says here that litter means all waste materials, including but not limited to disposable packages, containers, trash, garbage, or refuse. And then it describes refuse, which is under the heading of litter, as being a collapsed cardboard, but not including barrels, wood, tree branches, yard trimmings, wood furniture, or bedding. Isn't that a strange thing to put in an ordinance?
Yeah.
It's really strange. But the term refuse also includes non-combustible trash, including tin cans, glassware, and crockery. But does not include metal furniture, dirt, rocks, pieces of concrete, or other mineral waste. It's just so many words, and it hides, perhaps, the tin cans, which would be aluminum cans. I'm sure they would include aluminum cans for anybody trying to collect aluminum cans to sell and collapse cardboard. There are people who would save cardboard, save it up, and then they haul it off somewhere and they get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew an old black woman many years ago who did that. People would save cardboard for her, and she would load it up until she had a big stack of it and load it on her little truck and take it somewhere.
And get like recycling.
Yeah, and they pay
like, just like your aluminum cans. They don't make tin cans anymore. They need to correct their little wording right there and put damn aluminum.
Yeah. So it goes on a bit. It says something about having your load covered. That seems to make sense. They mix sensible things with nonsense. But the part that really is egregious, I think, is a $250 fine. It was $25 for a candy wrapper or a cup blowing out of your truck. But now they can, if an officer wanted to, he could fine you $250 for any of that. And you could take it to court and probably beat it if anybody would, if anybody knew they could.
Yeah.
But here's the most egregious part. All law enforcement officers, deputies employed by the Kershaw County Sheriff's Office, collectively county enforcement officers, shall be authorized and required to cause the inspection of any private or public property within the unincorporated limits of the county. So they can come on your property, a man with a gun.
He's, at any time, it says.
Yeah, well, it doesn't specify any time, but of course it means any time. So he would be required to cause the inspection of any public or private property and to enforce the provisions of this ordinance. And I find that extremely egregious. So from the Declaration of Independence, the king has created new offices and sent forth swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Isn't that what's happening?
No, and this is for trash. This is to clean up the whole county.
Well,
but I don't think the fine is good enough. I think if somebody gets caught throwing a McDonald's bag out, they ought to cut their hand off. Then it would be a deterrent, don't you think?
Well, you're only going to cut one hand off?
First offense.
Yeah, okay.
Government's always meddling,
yeah,
and they're always tinkering to get more and more control. And it's always under the guise of keeping us safe and secure.
It actually says something about that in the ordinance. For our own good health. But we have had government enforced rules for our own good health where we had to take a vaccine and wear a mask. Didn't work
yes,
out.
Yes, we have. And yeah, they were right about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, in the Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches, seizures, shall not be violated. But it goes on to say that they can get a search warrant, and if you have stolen property, they can come and look for it.
Yeah, so that has to be named what they're looking for.
Yeah, well, in this
and
case,
where they're looking for it.
Be folded cardboard or tin cans.
Yeah, yeah.
But that ordinance, that amendment wasn't written for litter.
Right.
So at least the spirit of the Constitution is being violated.
So in one sense, this is an attack on private property and an attack on your personal liberty.
Yeah. And the Bill of Rights, because I can cite more.
Yeah.
Okay, so Article 5, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. It's kind of a stretch, but if they say, well, you won't clean up your property, we'll clean it up for you, and they take your cans, well, they're supposed to pay you for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they'll send you a bill for taking them off.
Yeah, they will.
And then if you don't pay it, ultimately, what are they going to do? They're going to lock you up in Kershaw County Detention Center, which is overloaded because they can't figure out if they're going to expand it or get a new one. And where the hell are they going to get the money from? Well, you know where they're going to get the money from.
Taxes.
Yeah. Well, $250 fines, apparently.
Well, I think some of this goes back to the people who are pushing for the fines. It's kind of seems kind of crooked, but Palmetto Pride is always pushing for more fines. And somebody told me, and it was somebody in government, that the money from fines for litter, some of it goes back to Palmetto Pride.
That doesn't surprise me. In a lot of cases, you see NGOs, non-governmental organizations, getting a piece of the pie, like MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, and all, getting a little piece of the fine and all that, which incentivizes them again to push for more control and more things under the guise of, you know, it's for your safety and security and the beautification of the world.
Yeah.
When in reality, it is about changing hearts and minds and getting people to realize that trashing up the place is not what you want to do. Yeah. You got to win the hearts and minds before these rules and regulations are going to do little to nothing to solve the problem.
Well, if the people, in sort of a democratic sort of way, if the people are really upset about the trash on the roads, how come it's so hard to get them to volunteer to come out and pick it up? We have Clean Community Commission does some good things.
I agree.
They pick, they get volunteers to come out once or twice a year. They could go three times. And if there's enough people volunteering, it would clean the roads up. But one time, me and Judge Hardis had a section of road, and we were supposed to have other people show up, just me and him, picking up trash on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And some of the other places, they had more volunteers. But it's hard to get people to volunteer. But it's an American thing to volunteer. America is good about giving money to poor people. Really
Americans are the most giving people in the world per dollar.
Yeah.
That's been known for decades and decades. Mm-hmm. But we're bad. We're going away from volunteering for anything and more into entertainment and what makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've seen that degradation over many decades compared to when you were a kid and compared to what kids are like now. That's night and day.
Yeah, yeah.
And it comes from the public education system. It comes from the mainstream media, watching on television. It comes from the games that they play on their little smartphones and all. I'm not sure what the answer is, but I know it begins with the youth.
Yeah. Well, it used to be something on television. You couldn't get away from it again and again and again. And that was morality plays and the old cowboys and Indians.
Mm-hmm.
The Indians were always on the wrong side, but even the Indians, I've heard that in some of the reservations, they would root for the cowboys because it was presented that way.
Well, what do we need to do, Tom?
Well, one more thing. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment. That's in the Constitution. That's in the Bill of Rights. That's number 8. So,
well, who determines that?
Yeah, that's hard to say.
Yeah.
But I would kind of judge it. What does it cost to pick up a paper cup that's blown out? Virtually nothing.
Yeah.
If volunteers do it.
Yeah.
So how can you charge $250 to pick it up if somebody threw it out? $250 fine for something that costs nothing to pick up.
Yeah, I know one thing that Sammy Tucker had pointed out is that the judge has discretion. That's mm-hmm. what he kept wanting to throw up there. The judge had discretion. Well, what if the judge had a bad night? His wife got mad at him, he slept on the couch, and the next morning he comes in there and every damn body that pops up gets $250.
Yeah.
Well, you know, is that fair or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we recently had that magistrate get drunk and get a DUI and everything. That was a bad day. I hate the people that he had to get in front of, you know, had to get in front of him the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do we do to stop this?
Well, to stop it, you show up at county council and in numbers. We need people to show up this coming Tuesday before 6 o'clock to sign in to for public speaking.
Yeah.
And this is a second reading. They'll have a third if it passes this time. Now, it only passed by one vote last time.
Right.
So it very likely will not pass. Unless they put lipstick on it some kind of way and doll it up, and then they can pass it. But I'm hoping they won't. I like to see them bring up the whole thing just as it is and let us shoot it down.
Yeah.
But you got Tuesday at before 6 o'clock to sign in, and we're going to have a bunch of people to sign in for public comments. And then if it passes, then we've got two more weeks. And it'll come up again for last reading with a public hearing. And you get 15 minutes
yeah.
to speak on the public hearing. And you get to engage the people on county council. You can talk to them and they can talk to you.
Yeah, if they want to.
Yeah.
A lot of times they don't like to talk to me. So,
yeah.
You know, they don't like, for some reason I upset them. I don't know whether it's my long hair or my.
Because you're calling them out and calling them fascists. They don't like that.
I just speak truth to power, Tom. Yeah. But yeah, the people need to show up. It's not that we're supporting litterbugs. We don't like litterbugs.
No.
But we also like private property. We want to protect our liberties. And we want the people to be personally responsible.
Yeah.
And do the right thing. Don't throw your trash out. Hell, every place you go to has got a trash can. Mm-hmm. Put it in there. Tom, my friend, as always, I enjoy talking to you.
And likewise. Thank you so much.
You hadn't given me a Southern Web poem of late.
Oh, well, I got one, but I didn't bring it, I don't think.
Well, we're going to have to
do one. We'll do it. Yeah.
Tom, thank you, my friend.
Yep. Glad to see you.
You
take care.
Mr. Tom Webb's been a wonderful asset to Kershaw County over many years and is a fighter for freedom and liberty and the Constitution. He gets out and does protests, all kinds of things, speaks at county council on a regular basis. These are the things that we have to do in order to get the government to whittle itself down and protect freedom and liberty, because otherwise they will take more and more and more incrementally. It's the tiptoe to tyranny, and we've tiptoed for many, many, many decades. It's time to change the course. It's time to turn back. It's time to turn away from tyranny and toward liberty. And it takes me and you to do it. Come and join us. Until next time, this is Jeff Maddox. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?